The United States officially withdrew its forces from Afghanistan in August 2021 following the Doha Agreement with the Taliban, marking what seemed to be the end of the two decades of American military presence in the country. However, recent statements by President Donald Trump have raised new questions about the true nature of the withdrawal and the secret terms of the Doha deal. In a speech delivered at a US base in Qatar, Trump claimed that the US had decided to keep control of Bagram Air Base due to its strategic location, stating it is just 1 hour away from China. He also alleged that China currently occupies the base and produces nuclear missiles near it. These comments suggest that the US may have secured a hidden agreement with the Taliban, allowing it to continue using Bagram despite the group's repeated denials of any foreign military presence in Afghanistan. Unofficial reports also indicate that the US military and intelligence personnel, possibly under private security firms, remain active at the base. In April, reports surfaced that a US C-17 Globemaster military cargo plane carrying equipment and armored vehicles landed at Bagram, and notably, CIA Deputy Director Michael Elias was among the arrivals. The Taliban's spokesperson rejected these claims as false and aimed at spreading confusion, insisting no foreign forces are allowed on Afghan soil. Bagram has long been one of the most important US military and intelligence centers in Afghanistan. Its continued use reflects a shift in Washington's approach, one that relies on remote pressure, economic sanctions, and intelligence operations rather than direct military occupation. The base allows the US to monitor developments in Afghanistan and beyond with limited but targeted actions. Maintaining Bagram also appears to serve another US goal, compensating for the weakening position of American forces in Iraq. Facing resistance attacks and growing calls for withdrawal by Iraqi leaders and the public, Washington may be relocating part of its operational and intelligence activities to Bagram, which offers relative safety from direct threats. This strategy has been described as a controlled retreat. Another key reason for maintaining Bagram is to contain the growing influence of China, Russia, and Iran. China, in particular, has invested heavily in Afghanistan's mining sector and infrastructure, trying to link it to its Belt and Road initiative. The US views this as a threat to its strategic interests and uses its presence at Bagram to monitor and counter China's moves. The base also provides the US with the position to observe Iranian activities near its eastern border and to apply indirect pressure. Moreover, Afghanistan served as a gateway to Central Asia, a region of strategic value for the US due to its proximity to Russia. By maintaining Bagram, Washington seeks to build influence in Central Asia and counter Russia's presence there. In conclusion, the continued US presence at Bagram reflects a broader strategy of indirect engagement, intelligence operations, and regional pressure. It marks not the end of US involvement in Afghanistan, but the beginning of a new phase of remote management and strategic competition in the region.